way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
We should have called our podcast that, Almost Dutch.
See, if you were Dutch, you would ask someone for their old one.
Yeah, I'd fish it out of the recycling.
Yes, you wouldn't go out and actually purchase one first for the shame.
That's
just
why
the horrible
I'm only
feeling that would
Dutch
bring.
By Association.
Hey, there you go.
Brilliant.
It all comes around.
Uh-huh.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 37 of the Dutch by Association podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Barahona. Along with me, as always, are my good friends and co-hosts, Aaron Alonz and Mitch Keese.
Today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Super High Tech. Back to school time is here, and you don't want your child to be the subject of tech shaming, do you? Of course not. You're better than that. Stop by and of Super High Tech, three locations. You did it. You didn't.
I didn't.
Stop by one of the Super High Tech three locations to get your kids. One of the Super High Tech. I don't know. Why do you want
that?
Get your.
It's any. The word is any.
Did you run
stop
this
by
through
any of the Super High Tech three locations?
Still doesn't make sense. Super did you run this through Google Translate? He translated it to Chinese and then back to English. I think is the problem.
I guess I got to work on my Mandarin.
Oh, well, they've got three locations, Sheldon Orange City Sioux Center, where they've got stuff for your kids, new laptops or desktops. Find them online at super-ht.com.
I was so just enamored by the fact that I was tech-shaming someone into not having their kid be tech-shamed. Yeah, it was a good...
I feel a little bit bad that I had to read that.
Well, I know. That was part of the fun.
You want your kid to be tech-shamed now, do you? That doesn't sound like something Aaron would say.
I know, which is
I know.
Why I
you would be doing the tech shaming, like, but reverse tech shaming. Like, You spent that much on an iPhone?
Oh, it must be nice. Must be nice.
Well, as long as you can say that you got a good deal on it, there's nothing too expensive to not be able to explain it away to somebody around here.
Like an RV.
Well, you guys, you know, it was really cheap. You know, the next day they went up a lot higher.
I mean, it's 20% savings easy. But after
I worked them down really good. Yep.
After your story about meat shaming, it really puts things in perspective for me. Like, I don't want to wash the truck because then it would look nicer than what it does. And I just, what would that lady say?
You need a truck?
She'd come around on her little rascal. Maybe you should have a more humble truck selection.
Sorry. Ah, the good old days. Well, tomorrow morning we load up and we head to Dubuque. We're going back to the Amish Mennonites. We're bull shopping.
Bull shopping.
No bull. Yep, going to do some scrotal circumference measuring.
You got
some
your special gloves.
Linear measuring. No, so I won't be doing like it. I watch. I'm the buyer.
Use a tape for that?
Yeah, like what your mother had in her sewing cabinet.
Sure, so you borrowed that from your mom?
No, they have that.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I'm the buyer. I just stand there and watch and go.
I didn't know if it was like a
caliper, yeah. But No. I don't trust your... I remember my last bull. I had my instruments calibrated myself, thank you.
Yeah, so it's probably the biggest deal of it all is being able to go to the Grand Harbor Resort in Dubuque, which has been receiving all kinds of terrible reviews lately.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a very bad place to buy a bull.
Well, no, that's where we're staying.
Oh!
That's where we're staying, so, which is a big deal. We got two nights. They've got a water park there.
Yeah.
And that's basically all the kids
Why the bad... is it under same management as like British Bay or...
Yeah, worse. Oh. Close to or worse.
Is it the same management? We may or may not have a lifeguard on duty sometimes or sometimes not. Either way...
Their Facebook is only help wanted ads.
Oh.
Searching it, you know, we'd really like to find lifeguards. $8 an hour. I'm like, oh, man. Boy.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Right. We can't get anybody to apply. These people are lazy. Well. My son is making more hoeing weeds out of strawberries than watching people's children to be sure they don't die.
Yeah, well.
So they have to close the pool early because they can't find anybody to work. So we have to fiddle with that a little bit. So we're getting out of Dodge quicker tomorrow morning, so we've got adequate time in the pool.
I mean, that is a Dutch thing for you to do. Well, we need to maximize our, you know, we
absolutely.
We're spending the same amount of money on this room, regardless of whether we swim or not. So we got to get the most out of this.
Mm-hmm.
But you go up and down Highway 18 here. You see all the help wanted signs. Talked with Chad Lang today. I had lunch with a councilman.
How many?
Just one.
How many? Was three and four in the building somewhere?
Nope.
Was it posted?
There was
no quorum.
Then I'm on conference call.
Were you texting them? That's illegal.
There was no quorum. No
okay. Quorum. All right. Anyways, you were meeting.
And yeah,
we'll tell Ty about this. He'll dig into it.
Is he going to subpoena my phone records? Come on, Deep Throat. But we were, I was talking to Chad before the other councilman got there, and he's like, so, you find any help? And we kind of chuckle, like, nope, still hiring. And it brought up an interesting, you know, because I said, well, okay, you know, you figured the COVID money's done, so you're not getting paid extra to be unemployed. Where'd the people go? And, you know, his point, which I think is valid, it said, I don't think those people are as prevalent around here, or at least in the jobs that we're hiring for. And I'll agree with that. So that still begs the question, where are they? So, okay, let's look at, you know, my job's a little different. You know, it's a techie kind of job. So I get it. It's not for everyone, but cooks, right? Just people to cook food. Where are they?
Well, I'm not going to take that job.
Yeah, but no. You weren't before either, well,
I kind of think, what I think is, I have no doubt that working for Chad Lang is a good gig, but cooking generally in a restaurant is kind of crappy hours. Not all of them pay very well. I've seen their ads. I'm not saying Langer's doesn't pay well, but generally it's crappy hours, low pay, no benefits. What I think happened is some of those people went and found other jobs where they at least eliminated one or two of those factors. Maybe the pay's not that much better, but they don't have to work every evening or every weekend or whatever else, and realized, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Because yeah, I think like, that's like valid. You say, yeah. I mean, yep. I do know the COVID money. I'm sure there are people that sat around at home because they could get an extra $300 a week or whatever it is on top of unemployment. But I personally don't know anyone. I can't even think of anyone that I know of who has been doing that. The people who are unemployed now were largely unemployed before, so sure. I don't think that changed anything out of the people that I run across on a daily basis.
And
so
we're still looking at like a sub 3% unemployment rate, at least the last that I checked locally.
Yeah.
So, but we still have so many more of these jobs, or so it seems, that are not being filled right now. So
what happens if I have a restaurant and I decide, you know what, rather than $12 an hour for the cook position, I'm going to offer $20. I'm going to have to spread that $8 over the 8 meals he makes. So every meal is going to be another dollar more, but I can pay my cook $20 an hour. Would I be able to fill that position? But then would I get hurt in sales because all my cheeseburgers and fries are another buck more?
They can go down the street to where they're not paying the cook $20 an hour. But then isn't that just inflation? Like the exact thing that all this stimulus money and all of this these things to help us out, they're causing. I mean, it's without question that you print free money and you do enough of it for a long enough amount of time, it makes your dollar worth less. I think the car industry is indicative of that.
And I'd say the car industry is indicative of a supply and demand.
Well, sure.
Yeah. The used cars.
That's for not, sure. That's yeah. not just printing money.
But a lot of these people, where a lot of the shortage happened, was these people that took their stimulus, put them, many of them put them towards a new vehicle because that was an immediate need that they had within their families. So that creates an artificial demand that maybe would not have been there prior. I mean, yeah, the chip part aside, but
it's mainly the chip part.
But this whole COVID situation was like a perfect storm, because when we decided to add on to our house, we made the decision because I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to keep my guys busy, because what was this COVID going to do? Well, around here, it didn't shut hardly anything down. In other places, it shut a lot of things down, to where now you have key components to a lot of different industries weren't being produced for months at a time, like air conditioning particular pieces. So now I can't get coils. Lennox can't get these chips because they're for their high-end product, because they're the same chips that get used in like F-150s or something like that. Mm-hmm. So now all these little things where these places got shut down for months at a time are interrupting nearly every sector and industry. And now we're paying for it with a supply and demand issue and paying more for it, like lumber. So it interrupted. It's not that there's a lack of trees. They just weren't able to move product. Well, now lumber's
coming back down.
So yeah, we'll see that kind of recover. But at the same time, I think a lot of these prices are going to remain higher. And I think this whole situation is going to bring up wages out of the bottom. Because I don't know how many more months. Can we go 6 months, 12 more months with this type of situation around here where we can't get people to take these $8, $10, $12 an hour jobs? We're going to have to start paying more, and stuff, unfortunately, is going to start costing more for the consumer. But I think it's got to happen. It's going to drag it up off the bottom. But maybe it won't, and everything will calm down, and we'll just complain about it for a year.
Okay, and I think there's some validity to what you were saying. These wages do need to increase, and I, you know, as a job provider for someone down in that level, I do understand that. What I worry about is if this money increases, right? A lot of the justification is, well, all right, it's, you know, we need to be able to pay rent. Well, then if there's all this money there, they're just going to charge more rent because there's more demand because the jobs are back. Am I off base in that thought? That's kind of the whole inflationary matrix, right? Where it's just one begets another begets another.
Well, unfortunately, our ecosystem, our economy was upset. And it's like the Florida Everglades with invasive species, or when you decide to do this stuff with the Everglades, it just upsets the whole thing. Our economy is just screwed up right now, and
it's going to take a while to sort itself out. Yeah, to become balanced
again. And because how many years of economic success were we running with? Years and years and years and years. And now all of a sudden you've got this huge apple cart upset, and unfortunately it's affecting businesses that we use on a daily basis, like restaurants. They can't get help.
No.
So,
but do you feel like that there is as much around here? I don't think you have as much income disparity as what they talk about with the push to raise the minimum wage and all this other stuff, because the rich keep getting richer. Well, we don't have billionaires here. We scantily have millionaires here.
I probably wouldn't agree with you on that.
In job creation settings, farmers, yeah, I get you've got millionaire farmers or people that are worth that much money, but
business owners, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't.
Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me when you say billionaire?
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. You were.
You've seen your camper, man. I don't know.
No, you're right. We don't have billionaires. We don't have people worth hundreds of millions of dollars living in the same city where people are camping on the street. I get that. We don't have either extreme,
right?
Honestly, in the city of Sheldon. So, yeah.
Do you think that there is a I've always heard during my time on the council the things the people say. Well, you know, all the manufacturing jobs, they're in collusion for starting pay. Like they all check with each other because, you know, they don't want to have one entry level manufacturing job pay more than another because.
Well, I don't think they would have to collude because they all advertise in the same newspaper. So right, you would know if you're paying more or less than the next guy.
Because, yeah, that.
I don't think there's. People claim that 30 years ago that was a thing. I really doubt that even back then that it was.
Yeah, it really does make you wonder when you've got. I wonder about this too. When you have company, you know, there are scant few companies around here that have the business model and the business size to work on either like a national or multinational level, and they're able to pay Northwest Iowa scale. So you wonder how. You know, is there more of a disparity there as far as a wage disparity or income gap?
I don't know that
in that versus
that we actually pay that much less around here than you would make in Omaha, for example.
Okay, well, let's just take, for example, opening or starting wage at a factory is probably, I'm going to say, $15 an hour.
I would say that's the very, very, very low end.
I don't know that.
The ads I see, I would say that's...
And you're saying non-skilled factory.
Correct, yes. Yeah, correct.
That's still very low end.
But with some high-end benefits.
True.
And you probably have a $4,000, $5,000 hiring bonus, which you receive after 48 years of working there.
Paid in $1 increments.
That is, I've seen that on billboards where it'll say like a $5,000 hiring bonus.
Asterisk.
Yep. The first 1,000 after 12 months of work. Holy crap. I'm not getting a hiring bonus. Yeah. You're just paying me $1,000 more is, a year.
Your annual raise. It's
like, what? So it looks really good. I wonder how many people have like showed up and they said, you're hired. And then like, I'll take my bonus.
Do they get one of those big checks?
Sorry, son.
I mean, really, it is a buyer's market, right? As far as that goes, like it seems like the employee is such an important part, or it seems to be a more important cog than what it used to be, or at least a harder commodity to find.
You know, within the HVAC and plumbing industry, there has been a shift within the last few years because the employees are understanding that they truly hold the power. They really do. And an HVAC employee that's licensed could quit by me at noon and at 1 a.m. be hired at any other plumbing company they decide to drive to. So the employees are in the driver's seat when it comes to those types of skilled jobs. So the employers are left being sure that they're meeting the needs of the employees. And what happens is now you've got better pay, not only that, but better vacation and better time off, and all of a sudden you're talking about things that have never been heard of with men. Paternity leave, have you ever heard of that? Have you ever? Doesn't it make you want to go back to having children again, knowing that you could have 2 weeks off when your wife has a baby?
I wouldn't have told my wife I had paternity leave.
Just gone with your buddies to the golf course for 2 weeks.
Right. Off fishing, yeah. Oh, by the way, if anyone asks, you had a kid.
Well, I don't know about you. On that subject, I stayed home for like 2 days and I just like sat around and like didn't know what to do with myself.
Well, you don't have any of the goods to really help.
Yeah, I mean, I helped as much as I was needed.
Actually, most of the goods that you have are probably hurting as opposed to helping. But yeah, I took time off, but that was only because we had the NICU situation and stuff like that. Yep. But the conversation that Chad and I had, you know, kind of in that same viewpoint is that it seems like there are now more than ever multiple different ways to incentivize someone other than just straight cash, right? Is it the time off? Is it having the flexibility for sick days or leaving to go frolf, or you know, having someone
no drug testing? You know, you start looking at changes of how you treat employees.
That's an actual thing some places now.
Yep. We've really got to stop drug testing, or we're not going to get anybody in here. You know, that's a real thing.
Or at least not testing for
the recreational
right.
the devil's lettuce.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, it's, yeah, it's an interesting.
So you're getting a bull, right? Is that where we started?
That's where we started, yeah.
I don't know. We've been all over the place.
I'm picking up two bulls. I'm bringing back a bull for my friend Kurt Van Grau, who owns the former mobile, now stuck in one place, butcher shop. We'll bring in one back for him, too. So that's pretty exciting. Bringing an old bull home and a young bull. A little bull shopping.
Like the old bull just Wait, to turn butcher? Into...
No. Oh. No. No, I'm going to put him to work.
Oh, the old bull.
Oh, you're
yours.
Getting the old bull.
Yeah, yep. The older bull. He's not old yet. He's just, you know, he's seen a few ladies. He knows what's going on. I hope. He's guaranteed not to go left on me, like the last one did.
Left right into the hamburger chute.
Yeah, he did.
Still need to get my hamburger from you.
Yep, there's 600 pounds sitting in the Sanborn shop. Sold the 700 and some we started with.
So you got a regular market for that now.
I do. Yeah, when we brought two steers last Monday to the locker, and those are all sold. And
Of those, do you get much in the, you know, like specialty cuts, like that people are really wanting the grass-fed steaks or the cereal?
Well, they all want the grass-fed side, and how people cut their stuff is different from person to person. Some people want, like,
well, I suppose
I want all the organs, or I want all the fat off the kidney, or it's like a weird name for it.
But, fat off the kidney?
Yeah, it's like a special... Yeah, I think so. I don't remember what it's called. It starts with an S, but I can't remember what it's
Scraps.
Called. But it,
what do they do with that?
I don't know if it's a special soap type thing, an organic soap. But I had somebody that does a lot of that.
Suet.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh, I feel validated all of a sudden.
Yeah, its high smoke point makes it ideal for deep frying and pastry production.
Oh. Not soap.
I'm sure you can probably soap there, it. Yeah. I mean, it says suet is the raw, hard fat of beef, lamb, or mutton found around the loins and kidneys. As a melting point between 113 and 122 degrees Fahrenheit, and congealation between 37 C and 40 C, which is 98.6 and 104.
Now you know.
Thank you.
Always learning here on the DBA pod.
I see some pictures of it. Looks exactly the way I thought it would.
So it's for people who want to cook with animal fat.
I guess, but I've only ever had one person call and ask for it. I thought it'd be a bigger thing listening to this. But I got somebody that wants the organs because there's a special Dutch dish that her husband his siblings make where you cut up all the organs and turn it into some...
Oh, we talked about it on the morning show years ago because it was my father-in-law before he passed, like, had a cooking party for this particular dish. Yeah. Shoot, a pickle. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Is it like a mincemeat pie type of thing?
No, it's like a loaf that you fry.
Now it sounds even more appetizing.
You only do it once a year because it's that bad. But it takes you back. But it takes 11 months and 29 days for you to get over it to finally be excited to do it again.
All right, I'm gonna
feel like, yeah, that's like a thing to make you appreciate that.
I had a long conversation with this older gal about how her husband and his siblings make this stuff.
Hello?
Hey, we're right in the middle of recording the podcast, but we need to remember, I'm trying to remember what the name was of that awful dish that your dad used to make with all the organ meat.
Yes, Balkenbrei. Yes, that's what she said. Yes.
Okay, well, that's all we needed. Please don't make that for supper. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, wow. The learning really doesn't stop on the show.
I've heard of that before, but I didn't know what it was. But I heard it was like a delicacy, and now I know that it's not a delicacy.
Well, you would think of tiger meat as a delicacy, so I guess there's that.
Well, that's
round
steak.
Ground and not cooked.
Yeah, I don't know that ground steak is ever really considered a delicacy.
You mean you grinded up steak?
Ooh. Well, isn't that what steak tartare is?
Well, steak tartare, in my, I guess, my idea of steak tartare is just like really uncooked steak.
I don't think so. Now I got to look it up. This dish consisting of raw ground steak mixed with raw egg, onion, and seasonings.
So it's
so
the someone same forgot thing. To someone yeah. forgot to put it in the skillet. served it accidentally, and they loved it.
Yeah. Well, the only difference between that and tiger meat, I guess, is the egg. But, I mean, if you're already risking salmonella and all that other stuff from the...
E. coli from your...
Salmonella would be from your egg.
From the egg. So, yeah, if you just want to double down on your E. coli...
They counteract each other, the salmonella and E. coli.
They're too busy fighting each other. They can't fight your innards. No, that's good.
Oh, well, we need to give our innards a break and take our first break. Back with segment two next.
Some of that stuff's personal.
Yeah, we don't want to share all the aspects of your life, but we are going to pry into yours. Ladies and gentlemen, Mitch Geese is now going to start his third job in 4 years.
He's tired of being called a tractor salesman.
There's so much more to it. I do more than just tractors.
You don't know the minutia.
So you've gotten tired of
it? So now I get to take crap for having banker's hours. Which I already heard that from people anyway, but...
Oh, yeah, you're a salesman.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me be the first to introduce you to the new president of Iowa State Bank.
No, I'm not president. I'm a branch manager.
Oh, wow, what a letdown. Let me look through my text here. I'm pretty sure that you told me...
The technical job title is assistant vice president / branch manager.
Assistant vice president to whom?
Pretty weak.
There are a lot of vice presidents at a bank, so I'm not going to... I'm just saying I'm the branch manager because that's really what the job is.
Meaning that's the buck stops with you. You're the guy who has to say yes or no.
I don't know. I don't work there yet. So I'm going to figure a lot of this stuff out.
So what is a tractor salesman doing running a bank? I mean, is that just kind of
how
the economy is right now? That just, well, I guess he sold tractors, so he should probably be a banker.
Mm. Yes, the banks, too, cannot get people to apply for $80,000 a year jobs. It's not just the $8 an hour jobs.
He's smiling because you undercut his wage.
Well, we're not going to discuss that on the podcast.
But let's talk about the new changes coming up, man. You've got this week.
So I've got this week is my last week at AgriVision.
So if you were going to buy a tractor, hopefully this releases in time.
For Mitch's wallet's sake, I will do an extra expedient job at editing this so that way he can make as much money as he can before he leaves AgriVision Farm Credit. I mean, AgriVision the first time. I mean,
You know what? It was Icon at the time. Yeah, it was a different company. If you break it down, Wayne, my career has been 11 and a half years working at John Deere and 3 years working at Farm Credit. That's it.
No, that's saying it that way is really good.
That's true.
So Friday you're done. We want people, if you were going to buy a John Deere, you have to do it by Friday.
I've always wanted to buy something for me, and I know there are just absolutely droves of you out there and who wanted to, you know, make sure I got a little commission for all the expertise that I've granted to all of you over the years.
All the free advice that you've given over the years.
If you feel obligated to do something for me, that's fine. Come in, buy a tractor, combine. I'm not going to be picky. Just make sure you do it before Friday.
Sub six figures need not apply.
He doesn't need any bail processors being sold. That's way more work than what it's worth.
I delivered your bail processor on a Saturday.
I know. It was more work than what it was worth. You got roughly $8 in your check for that sale.
Oh, I hosed you pretty good, man. way more than that.
No, I'm kidding. When I worked at Sears, I worked based on commission. When I quit, they held my last check. Will AgriVision hold your last check just in case someone returns a tractor in the next couple months can take that commission out of that check?
We haven't worked out the details, so I don't know that.
Didn't you get that money from the Iowa fund?
It's still hanging out there. I cannot prove to Governor Kim Reynolds that I am Aaron Alonzo. Let me have my money on the great Iowa treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Sears held onto the money so stinking long they couldn't find me anymore. Yeah, and they still went broke. They had my money. Well, then they sent it to the state of Iowa. Well, what do you think? He lives in Iowa somewhere. And now it's in the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt once a year. 10 people text me, hey, you're in the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt. There's money there. I know. I've tried. Every year, I send in all the info, and Iowa says, no.
We don't think you're that Aaron Alonz. No. This guy lived in Sioux Falls. So I'm
looking for AgriVision to hold your last check just in case someone returns a combine or a tractor. They can take that money out.
I hope no one in payroll listens to this because I don't want them to get any ideas about how to go about it.
Maybe I should go buy a combine.
We could go buy the whole lot and then return it on Monday. Would that work?
I'd have to get you approved for financing first, yeah, and I don't know.
Not yet. I know a branch manager of a bank. The epic double dip.
Oh, we can get him fired before he starts.
I do have to say, though, I am really looking forward to changing my cell phone number yet again. So
new phone, who dis?
Well, if by chance you don't receive my new number, anybody's listening,
it's four listings for Mitch Geese in my phone.
If you don't get my new number, it's because I didn't want you to have it. So.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding.
But Greta and I tallied it up. And since we've been together, I have had 7 different phone numbers.
Wow.
In this day and age, that has to be really rare. Well, and some of them were at the same job. That was before you could, you know, switch carriers and keep your number and whatever.
How many ex-girlfriends are drunk dialing Mitch?
I don't think it would matter if I still had the same number. I don't think that would happen very much. Just saying. But I've had like 7 phone numbers and like 13 vehicles counting work trucks. Jeez. In the time since I met Greta.
Wow. In my life, since I've had a cell phone, I have had exactly 2 phone numbers. I had my cell phone that I got when I was 16. I had that number all the way until I got a KIWA cell phone and cell phone number, and then I took that number with me. So
do they know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
They allowed that?
They'll probably be asking for that back. We don't exactly have the best relationship anymore.
Yeah, but it's already under my account, so.
All right. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, I guess.
No, because how did that work? They gave me the number. No, they paid for the number 2. And then I said, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of contacts out there, and. I wonder how that worked, because that doesn't seem like something Walt would do.
We've never named him on the show. You got to beat that.
Oh,
out.
Bull crap.
We've always talked about the management.
Oh, right. he's probably on vacation anyway.
You didn't want to burn a bridge in case you ever get invited back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about it. What would we do if? But there's been no ifs.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
So my wife and I and kids were at the Osceola County Fair, and I thought maybe we would see you, Osceola County's newest member, and you weren't there. I thought maybe you'd be walking around the county fair handing out candies, shaking babies and kissing hands. But I'm sure next year
I'll be there.
You'll be there next year?
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed this year, but
he's awfully optimistic about his employment chances, but...
You're right. I probably will get promoted by that.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
So the key difference here, you're going from a sales job where you're asking for a yes and turning that into a management job where you're having to say no. Which one do you think is harder? I mean, I suppose you haven't been in the bank job yet.
I've had to say no at my current job because I couldn't get someone financed or whatever.
Yeah, but you can blame that on somebody else. Well, you know, I'm trying to, man, but, you know, the pencil pushers, those pencil pushers are really
I guess
just...
if I was a used car salesman, maybe I would take that approach, but thankfully I'm not. But, yeah, it'll be different, but I don't know. Still dealing with people.
Right.
I do that every day.
You do, and you do well with it.
You'll be managing people at the bank.
People
will be saying,
before.
I really want to take tomorrow off because I want to do this.
He ran the crooks and the
what?
C&B.
Oh, my stars.
up there.
I didn't give him that nickname.
No, nor did I. It's fine. I mean,
you had to manage people there. That's
I did,
right.
And one of my employees already reached out to me. They want to stop in and say hi when I start my new job.
Yeah. Oh, so cool.
I must not have been that bad, huh?
Yeah. No,
he
probably knows that your fridge is going to be full of Busch Light.
Yeah, so just let me know when you're settled in. It was 3 or 4 years ago I stopped into the Osceola County Fair, and I went to the John Deere little area, and I sat in a John Deere Gator, and I'm like, so... Mitch isn't working the fair this year? And they said, he don't work here anymore.
Yeah, that's...
How many times have you been fired?
Never
that was
in my
never
life.
No, fired. That was not never a fired thing.
Well, I know it
was. I left of my own volition.
I know it wasn't. I just...
I've
wanted
never
to,
been fired from any job.
Well, you talked about all the... Well, you're saying your dad never fired you? I could see Bob doing that. Like, you know what?
He needed
Mitch,
me.
You should just stay home.
He needed me too much.
You should just stay home.
Today, you're going to work with your mother. She's making cookies. You're going to help with that.
No, I've never been fired. How about you?
Never been fired. Not one time. But then again, in my life, I've only ever had 4 jobs.
Oh.
From age 14 till age 30, whatever, 8 I am, whatever I am now. I worked at Burger King. I worked at a restaurant. I worked at KIWA. And I now... own and operate Super High Tech. It's all I've ever done.
Hmm. I had a job where I wasn't invited back. It's not really getting fired.
Yeah, but that's at a candy store, yeah, so
old,
that makes
the
sense.
The old team's back together. Why are you here? The old team's back together? It was too good. I was too good. They couldn't afford to keep me around. Making them surprise bags too fast.
I remember doing the, you know... I don't want to leave, but Red Robin's offering me $11 to do what I'm doing here for $10, so...
That's a 10% raise.
Right?
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
And they're just right across the street there. And I'll never forget my boss. Damn it, Wayne, you're putting me over a barrel! You're putting me over a barrel! Fine, you get it, but you don't do this again! I swear to God, I've said the same thing to one of my employees, too. It's interesting how you absorb these mannerisms from your former.
And yeah. It was every bit as true when you said it as when your boss said it.
100% right. But that's, I've talked with other, managers out there, and, not to get too deep in the weeds again about jobs, because we've covered that pretty well. But, yeah, when you've got... When the hiring market and the labor pool is as tight as it is right now, you really have to kind of watch that and hope that you're on top of it, I guess, as far as understanding the needs and the wants and the yin and the yang. And Mitch has to learn, what a banker does, so that there's that.
It's lots of what you have to do. The things I see from bankers is when somebody comes in, you have to clean your desk.
Yeah.
And then shut the door when they come in.
Yep.
And then pretend like it's big, important business.
Oh, my banker does a heck of a job at that. He really does. It's everything is right off the desk and sit down, Wayne.
You're my number one, buddy.
I've been waiting for you.
Nobody else's stuff is of concern.
You had no idea I was coming. Yeah, but I can't wait to talk to you. What's up, man? How can I help you today?
Can we loan you more money?
Gee, Dave. Help me.
So I wrote a check and
I got this letter that says IRS on it. They
it's very scary.
I thought they were fooling. But apparently I have to give them money every quarter? That doesn't seem right.
But yeah, I was glad that you didn't get a job that at the bank that I was financing at, so then you would have to be my loan officer.
Oh, I'm so thankful for that.
No, I would
too.
Not have done that.
You wouldn't want to be my loan officer?
No.
No.
I'd get a text every once in a while. What a shit show. And then that would let's transfer some money over. Yeah. Transfer some money over.
Has anyone ever explained to you debt to income ratio? There's
by rights, this is supposed to be 200%, but you're only at 20.
You obviously kissed a lot of ass to get to the point that you're at right now.
So you're not, I mean, you don't want a showing up by you to ask for a new automobile loan?
Well, you can, but you'll hand us over to tell you guys no.
Well, no, can we be that guy? No, I only want to deal with the branch manager. I don't, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I only deal with the branch manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then poor Dorothy.
You seem like that kind of guy.
Poor Dorothy out front's just not going to know what to do. I tried telling him that any one of our staff is well capable of taking care of you, but
I've got some quarters I need counted,
but only Mitch will do it.
I heard he's a man of the people. So he will verify.
I can't wait. I can't wait to visit you. It'll feel easier for me to go visit you at the bank than what it did when you were selling tractors. I don't know why. It just was hot.
I feel like
I don't know, because I've got more to do with the bank than what I have at a tractor sales.
True. Like, if there's anything I know how to do, it's ask for money. Mm-hmm. Like, I am really, really good at that. So I feel like Mitch is going into my wheelhouse here. But I wonder, what's the over-under on number of days per week at Pizza Hut? I feel like
it's on the same road.
I feel it's like two blocks away. I feel like it's. I feel like it. The over under is two.
You're the one that that turned me on to the Pizza Hut sandwich.
They are pretty good.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yes. No. It was delicious. The struggle is bringing them home. 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
But to be only two blocks away, right? I can't imagine.
Or you just kind of pizone yourself into a coma.
No, I don't need to do that.
Will you have a couch in your office?
In shades?
I didn't ask any of those questions, to be honest with you. Well, I feel like that might have been a red flag in my interview. If I had, so is there a couch and shades on the windows? Why?
Well, you know,
what's your nap policy?
Hey, if it works for Nelson Cruz, it should work for you. You're about the same age, so. I mean. Just saying. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with naps. So, no, you don't think you're going to be twice a week at Pizza Hut?
No. If my wife sees that go through on the debit card, I will have hell to pay.
But you're at the bank. Use the bank card. That's part of the deal, man.
I'm pretty sure you guys have some misconceptions about.
Don't they have like a bucket of excess money that they didn't know where to put?
Oh, yeah.
Pull some money out of there.
All those fractions of a cent just go into a bucket.
Like in the movie.
Yeah. I think that's what they do with overdraft
charges. How many chicken tendies can I get for this?
So proud of you, buddy. So proud. And it happened so fast.
Right?
Whew. All I know. Of a sudden,
I can't
our
wait
little boy Mitch has grown up.
Can't wait until we're at this like time next year when he's starting his next job.
Oh, shut
it's going to be great.
I think you boys have been a little hard
I've
on
stayed
Mitch lately.
8 years, 3 years, 3 years, and I had one stint that was only 6 months.
Where was that at?
That was at Sibley.
That's right. They had invested a lot into you and you just left.
Shut up.
Wow. And you nearly had one sale to a hobby farmer down by Sanborn who wanted to buy a gator, but when you told him, he about fell off his chair.
Well, you looked at my top-of-the-line model, and then you ended up buying a glorified golf cart.
Yep, that's all I could afford.
But shouldn't there be something about knowing the customer?
He was interested in that model.
Well, sure he is.
But it's all John Deere offers. To tell me
I'm interested in marrying Claudia Schiffer. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
You know what? I don't have to defend John Deere anymore.
Why not?
But I still will.
Ooh. Oh, sure.
Apologist.
Nope.
No, that's believer. Fine. A believer. Runs through his veins.
But if you want to buy a red one and borrow the money from me, I'll be okay with that, too.
You'll be all right with that, too?
Yep.
I prefer that you borrow the money to buy a green one, but you can borrow the money to buy whatever color you want.
Yep.
I think if I buy another tractor, I want to buy one from AGCO, but the green colored AGCO.
The Fendt
with the red wheels.
Well, those red. You have to have like a 200 horsepower or larger.
Oh, they don't make the smaller ones? Shoot.
No.
Because I wanted to do it and then put like the Spirit of Oliver on it or something like that. Because Oliver ran with that color pattern. That's the color of our Super 88.
But
the red wheels and the green body.
But doesn't Kloss do that? Like the Silage Chappers or whatever? Is that Kloss?
That's more of like a lime green, though.
Oh.
It's not the same.
Well, I just thought it was good that I brought up an ag equipment deal.
Oh,
that is pretty good.
Yeah. And it's really good that
very impressed with you.
Thank you.
You know a lot about other pieces of equipment. They're lying, you know, to tell me that I couldn't do it with under 200 horsepower because I want to do it at 100 horsepower. Yeah. Looks like I'm stuck with my Massey.
You scantily need a tractor anyway.
Whole baloney.
I suppose more now you do, yes. But when you got the tractor, you hardly needed it.
No, we needed it then too, but I did grow into it. I'm glad I got
the
big one.
Did you ever get the window? Did you ever get the window replaced, by the way, or is it still like just a three cab wonder?
No, Well, we went through a whole winter. Of course I got the window replaced. And how's it supposed to hold in the air conditioning?
Good point.
It'd be awful hard to hear the ball game with all that outside noise.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that when I was coming back. I got to take the motorcycle out today. That was kind of fun. Did the Sioux County tour, and on my way back, I saw somebody on an open cab tractor. It was an old Farmall, I'm guessing, right? Because they're the red ones.
Mm-hmm. Depending on how old.
Yeah, but it seemed pretty old. And he had like the little rainbow umbrella up top for shade. Yeah.
Yep. Old school.
Yep. And I thought, I guess that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am really happy that I got rid of my cabless tractor. So we planted my 26 acres again with my summer annuals.
Oh, you redid it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used my grandpa's tractor that he purchased new in the early 80s to do it. So cool. This was like sitting there just thinking about how my grandpa had put 5,000 hours on this tractor. And there I was on his ground.
Planting his flowers.
No. I mean, some of them will flower. Don't get me wrong. But
what type of tractor is it?
It's a international, like a 5488 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
With duals. And thankfully, I'd run one before for a guy because I wouldn't have really been able to hop in it and go right away. But then I turned the AC on. And so my grandfather himself hadn't been out there with this tractor actively farming for quite a few years. So I turned the AC on and it just blew out all kinds of dust.
Right. At least it wasn't a mouse nest.
Oh, thankfully not. And so, we'll just open the back window and leave the doors open. We're fine. We're fine. But I got it in before that rain last week, Wednesday or Thursday, whenever that rain was. Got it planted, and it's all sprouted already.
Wow.
So here we go.
Good timing.
Round two.
Yeah. All right, and segment three is next. Okay, calm down, hotshot. You're freaking deep throat over here or something.
You know, if there's one thing I can sniff out, it's corruption. And I can smell corruption.
But can you spell corruption?
No.
Let me have the little paperclip help.
Bing, 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 bing.
It looks like you're trying to spell a word. Can you get me started?
Language of origin, please. No, the last city council meeting was unbeknownst to any of us when we started. The final death knell in the siren song of chickens in town.
Boo! Boo!
It did not start out that way.
It was put on the chopping block, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Okay, Ty, calm down.
Yep.
I think that there was somebody that knew this would be it.
You know, I talked to Justin Rust, and I said, Justin, you know what I appreciate about you? That you treat some of these headlines with some respect, and that you don't make everything the opportunity to be punny. Sometimes a headline can just be a headline because it's serious business.
You're talking about chickens.
That's a serious topic around here, obviously. Justin said, he's like, the only reason why we don't have as many, any puns is because, Ty's a little punnier than I am, but I'm going to get there.
He's learning. He's getting his feet underneath of him with puns.
He won many, many awards.
Would the Sioux City Journal have done that?
Just saying.
But no, the...
No, because the Sioux City Journal sucks.
Fair enough. So the fact that the chicken, the whole chicken situation was basically brought to an end was a bit of a surprise to me. So it was obviously every time it comes up, there was a lot of conversation. It always turns into a deal. And when it came up for discussion, what we were actually discussing was a change. It was either a change in, I forget if it was a change in zoning or a change in name about the zoning, about the special exception. I forget exactly what it was, but it was just to approve that change in nomenclature. And then it turned into one of the councilmen said, hey, what can we do as a council right now to make sure that we never have to talk about chickens again? And then Micah was there. Micah says, well, okay, if you were to strike down this first reading of this particular action item, then we couldn't do the second action item, which would then nullify what the Board of Adjustment has and effectively tearing down the entire chicken argument altogether. So you got one councilman who is just adamantly anti-chicken.
I just don't know if I could live with that kind of person.
Well, you don't
representing me.
You don't have to. I mean, you live out of town.
That, well, so. But that person represented. I mean,
maybe
just that beef. Hate. That hate. Hope they don't enjoy eggs, and you know, hopefully don't like omelets.
Because you can't go to the store to get those.
I mean, like a good omelet, like good eggs. You can't get them at the store. Not even in the all organic, cage free, $6
vegetarian fed, which chickens are not naturally vegetarian. Yeah,
carnivores, but they're typically meat eaters.
Are they carnivores? Omnivores.
Omnivores?
Right.
I suppose they eat bugs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
You, I can't believe you made a decision and you're so ill-informed.
Now,
wait, you don't even know what they eat, and yet you decided we can't. Oh, no, that's right. No.
You had the vote that said,
no.
Oh, that's right. You're my, yeah, you're my pro-chicken council guy.
Well, right. And I'm not going to go that
that's
far
right.
either.
You're the pro-chicken council guy.
All I, so,
well, they had to make it look like it wasn't all pre-planned.
Jesus. Goodness.
Oh, this is going to be. Oh, that's going to be good. All right. Yeah, what do you say?
That
now?
Was a joke for anyone listening.
So it was brought up by Councilman Hint, who said, what can we do to shut this down for good? Councilman Hamill said, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that said, we're spending too much time on this. Let's just move on. And if that means shutting it down, shut it down. And I said, well, I don't think that we need to go that far to shut it down if we have a Board of Adjustment that's willing to deal with it, and we can just serve and volley, and they can take the ball and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2-1, and then the first person called on was Pastor Ken, who said, oh, me?
Pass. Pass.
Oh,
and you then, can't well, do that here?
Well, then at the same time, at the same time, the mayor, who would have been the deciding vote, was like got into an argument with Councilman Hint about chickens because he was pro chicken.
The mayor.
The mayor was, yes. Mm-hmm. So it was, it would have been interesting had poor Ken not been put on the spot first. But whatever, he's a councilman. It's just, it, you know, you.
Like, these are the hard decisions we elected you to make.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in his letter, he said he was ready to make them.
That's right.
He was ready to make the hard decisions for the citizens
even
of this town.
Even if it means
no chickens.
Ostrich possibly. Sizing somebody? Come on! Come on!
That's all right.
That's a stretch. Okay. I don't know. Probably didn't gain any friends now.
No, I think you I did. Yes.
Did you?
You're a friend of the chicken people.
Yeah,
the pro-chicken people are much more vocal than the anti-chicken or chicken-neutral.
And again, it's subject for fodder that I get to deal with this even now. Which is funny because I bet I have spent, as far as engagement and talking to the constituents, I've probably spent 10 times the amount of time talking about chickens than I have about $1 million aerial fire truck, which to me was a lot more important decision than if you can have a couple of broilers.
What about layers, though? Not according though?
To... Oh, geez, Do you know the difference? You should have... Just stop. My goodness. So, what's funny is that So, Tom Eggers and I... Tom was gone. He was on vacation at the Black Hills. Said it was a great time.
Apparently, we all go.
Yeah, that's what everybody... Like,
everybody on my Facebook
literally
is,
everyone.
I'm in the Black Hills.
Oh. We're all there.
Yep. Except for
Mitch.
I went the last 2 years.
No, I'm the
one. Do you want to go again? After listening to 2 weeks ago?
All right, no, I think he probably has enough spite right now. He's just like, you know what?
No,
forget America.
I'll go.
Forget America. Forget America.
And
that's fine. America forgot about me.
Some stupid reason why they do the the halfway ceremony that I saw, and I'll be mad all over again.
Here we go. I will hire out my brother-in-law to plan your vacation. I'll broker this deal.
Which is funny because his brother-in-law would do it for free, but
Aaron's
if I
not
can,
above charging, though. Yeah,
Dutch is as Dutch does. But Councilman Eggers and I had lunch today, and we talked about something that we had had talked a little bit about before, and now we feel a little bit more energized to do, and that's to like as being the two at-large council members. Having just kind of a town hall forum just to sit and, you know, find a time at night when a majority of people could show up and be able to go through some of the issues and talk about our take on them and get some input from the public. And,
you know, this should go to a vote. That's the most democratic thing we could do in this town is let the chickens go to a vote. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do in Sheldon? It's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. But
maybe
not.
Maybe we should vote ward by ward because my ward might view it differently.
Why is
then
that,
the people
Mitch?
Way across town.
You've got fences in your ward. I bet your ward would be pro-chicken.
Well, most of the chickens are in my ward.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Apparently they're coming home to roost then.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, maybe you guys were a little too good. A little too good for chickens pooping. Getting all over your stuff. Everybody in your neighborhood has a stupid dog. Now that's one thing we could get out of town. There we go. That and cats. Out of here.
Wow.
They've served their... We've had 100 years with them both. They're done. It's time to bring in chickens.
So that is the appropriate companion animal of Aaron Lawns. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you... No, you haven't had any better luck keeping them alive.
I think he does want that supervisor job. He's angling for the rural vote now.
Right.
I am.
Yep.
Anti-cat, pro-chicken.
We should. Yeah. We just need to redraw the district, and then I fit in that number 3 or 2 or whatever that was.
Is there an official vacancy now?
I think it's known at least.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I imagine it probably won't happen till they move. But need to redraw the district. A little gerrymandering.
Right. Yeah, it does happen. It does happen.
Mm-hmm. Really, all I need is a P.O. box in Sanborn. Right? Isn't that how Tom Harkin did it?
Yeah.
He lived in D.C. and he had a P.O. box somewhere in Iowa and he was good to go.
Just say you're living with your mom.
Does that get you votes?
I still live with my parents. Well, it didn't for what's her name that went against King and Sheldon.
Oh. That is. Oh.
Wow.
Kimberly.
Weaver.
Kim Weaver. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice gal.
Sure.
Didn't deserve that type of treatment, really.
No.
I didn't feel.
I expect more out of you representing people in this town. Yeah.
I don't think she lives
How
here
can
anymore.
I space myself
no,
from
no,
you?
No, she doesn't.
But if she listens, I'm sorry. So sorry. I just remember that huge, like, billboard-sized King sign across the street from her house just to rub her nose in it.
Yeah.
Yep. Or her dad's house, whatever.
And J.D. Scholten is not running again, so...
He's not?
No, I think he announced he's going to focus more on Iowa as a whole, rural development for Democrats or something.
He's working for some sort of a pack, I believe.
Wow. Which is what you do
money,
to
money, money, money.
Grease
money.
The wheels. That's terrible.
Oh, what if he is the sycophant over here. I'm just the realist.
And what are you?
Wayne would take the high road not take the higher paying job.
No. Do not confuse that statement. I would still do the same thing. I would absolutely 100% do the same thing. I'm just calling a spade a spade. Because, you know, partly because I'm righteous and partly because I'm jealous. Which is why I've made most of the decisions I've made in my life. Righteousness and jealousy. It's fine. Huh. All comes back around.
Well, maybe if there's anyone in charge of a pack listening, you might have your new spokesman
for a guy.
What would be the niche market I could be the spokesman for?
Panamanian Irish.
Yeah, Panamanian Irish Panamanian Alliance.
There's a lot of us.
We can't.
We could really mobilize.
We can't draw straight roads. We really like spicy food. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Oh, that's good.
Could it be for, you know, being a moderate? You know, because that I feel like is the one thing that I could truly get behind is anti-partisan politics. Which again,
who's going to donate to that?
Right. No one stands the money. No one stands to gain anything from that. So no one's gonna financially support it.
You need fame first, or you need to somehow get that money.
So you don't have to be good. You just have to do something colorful and get it caught on the internet. So what could I be famous for?
One of the guys my kids like watching on YouTube counted to like 100,000 or something on a YouTube video, and that's what propelled him to fame.
Not worth it. I could, you know, see if anybody has the old clips of me doing Mr. Roboto when I was...
Oh, I have a video somewhere.
Is that when he was on the tables?
No, this was a few years ago where he nearly blew out his knee trying to replicate it.
Yeah, that was, what was that, like adult prom maybe?
Yeah.
These knees are only rated for 175 pounds.
Not double that. those were good times. I remember being agile and a little bit of a doofus.
Yeah, we ain't young anymore. The boy brought me out to play basketball with him one-on-one, and he beat me for the first time.
For real?
Like you were trying?
For real beat? Yes.
Did he know that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Did you fake a pulled hammy or something?
I did not. I didn't fake...
My New Balance!
You know, if I wasn't wearing my jean shorts, I could really maneuver better. And I didn't, you know, fake snap my leg like that McGregor guy to stop the deal. You know, I...
Look at you pulling out a UFC reference. That
just because I've seen it in memes. But
he legitimately...
beat me one-on-one, or as the kids say, 1v1.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, Wyatt says that too.
Oh, I don't like it.
Well, that saves so much
time. Yes, son, I will play you one-on-one. No, 1v1? No, one-on-one.
You got to start throwing elbows.
You're not playing prison rules?
One bloody nose, and he might back off a little bit.
Yeah, he probably would. Like one time I went up to do a layup and I'm looking at the ball and all of a sudden his hand shows up. I'm like, where the nuts did that come from? Like this kid just jumped as high as me right now. This is not good. Not good. I might lose this. And I did. The only thing I can best him at yet is like horse. So that's what we're sticking with. Want to play 1v1? Horse.
Nope.
I'm going to win tonight, son.
We're going to play octopus.
I don't care.
Or Mississippi.
We're going to extend this word as long as it takes.
Onomatopoeia. I guess it beats the alternative, but man, yeah, you start to feel it.
After a long, hard day at work.
I felt it from standing on the concrete. Standing on freaking concrete.
I was just like, oh man, I worked hard today.
No, I stood at a computer troubleshooting on concrete, and I go, oh man, really just feeling it.
Well, not everybody's built for these jobs.
That's true. Good night.
Ugh.
So yeah, that's right. I got the new puppy, so that's that's going to turn it around.
You're walking up to 16th Street and back every night?
Now, once we did that, yeah. We should probably make it a second time.
Dog might not even be old enough to make it.
You're
going to
make another diabetic dog.
Yeah, you got to walk that thing, man.
Oh, no. I let it run. Believe me. I just do it. Hey, get back here. And I've got like the trick where I can...
Do we not have leash laws in Sheldon?
Well, this is on my own property, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry about it. But then I do this, like the... You get the treat bag, and she can
hear... The dog hasn't eaten.
Is that what Becky does to get your attention?
No, it's usually like clanking two beers together.
It's time!
What?
I gotta go, guys. What's wrong? No, I don't understand. I gotta go.
But it's been real. It's been fun. It's not been real fun. But having it, I forgot what it's like to have a puppy, and I hope to probably never do it again. But
you'll forget, and you'll do it again.
Yep.
Because your daughter will
be... We heard all of this like 3 months ago.
It's not gotten any better.
Yeah. She'll be, high school?
Yep, she'll be in high school. The dog will be old, and you'll have to do a new one, and out to South Dakota you'll go again.
No, because I was talking to Chad about this today, and he said that I can't do another lab. Or he's got labs, and he said, I can't do another dog. Because when the dog dies, it's a big traumatic thing, right? You know, it's a member of the family. Well, you never have a dog long enough to be able to do that for Aaron, so quit shaking your head. If yours makes it past 6 months, you've pawned it off on somebody else. So
Wayne's only ever lived in town, so he thinks dogs are people too.
Well, you also think that socks cause E. coli.
You were as disgusted by that as I was. So
I was disgusted at your handling of the situation.
You can go now and take your damn socks with you.
I didn't say that.
This is turning into lobbing insults at each other. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's usually segment three after a couple beers. That's how that goes. I guess that's the part where Mitch can say something nice about my business?
Yeah, he ain't reading that.
Today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Super High Tech on the web at super-ht.com.
Well, that's it?
That's all you're going to do?
That's it?
That's all you're going to do?
That's no all you ad got. Lib?
Well, I'm not going to ad lib. You don't let me do it anymore.
I wonder why.
I'm not allowed.
I wonder why. Hopefully, if the audio sounds a little weird, we decided that we don't care about having the cleanest audio. We care about not sweating. So we've had the air conditioner running
on high.
And, and we will give a shout out to SP for providing the in-room air conditioner, and to Mid-American Energy for not shutting the bill off, shutting the power off, despite me maybe or maybe not paying the bill.
They're very gracious. They call, they put a note. I mean, you get a lot of opportunities before they turn you off. Believe me.
Warren, he's a pretty generous guy.
Appreciate you, Warren. And we appreciate the rest of you. And if you want to find out more about the pod and who just the heck we think we are, you can hit us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter. We have maybe an Instagram page, I guess. But Aaron has not been...
I have no idea how to even get there. Instagram? Isn't that Facebook?
Well, it's owned by Facebook.
So it's like Facebook.
I mean, it's like Facebook.
It's the pictures of Facebook.
It's like Facebook, but for women and young people.
Oh, that's why I'm not there.
Yeah, Mitch, you have an Instagram, right?
No. No, I don't.
No.
All right, let's wrap this up. We have sweet corn at home.
Oh. Ooh.
The first of the season sweet corn.
Who's got sweet corn already?
I don't want to tell you who. It's one of the premier hotspots in Orange City. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
I don't want to, have anybody upset that we can get some, but they're not.
Is it a street corner vibe? No. Or is it like a private? No,
it's an underground.
Oh, you
got to know people.
You got a guy.
Got to know. We do. We have a guy.
Well,
I hear it's good.
Had all to meet in a dark alley.
My wife says, what should we have with our sweet corn tonight? Butter and salt.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are we going to have our sweet corn?
If you're still hungry, eat the cob. What more do you need? All right. On that note, thank you guys. We'll see you.